Are you unsure of what path to take with all the weight loss options out there? Well, God says, don't depend on your own understanding. Trust Him with all your heart. Have you acknowledged God in your weight loss at all? If not, then it is time to start today. And if you have, then let's seek Him today in Worship and Word Wednesday. Let's seek Him so that we can understand what He is wanting for us in this part of our life. So we're not leaning on our own understanding anymore, but we are fully leaning and depending on Him. Before we dive into our word and worship, I just want to remind you, if you have not registered yet, be sure to register. There is a free training coming up. If you are struggling with sugar addiction and you are wanting to break free from sugar addiction and you want to gain control without willpower or deprivation, and you want to understand how to do this with God, then join my free training. It is coming up this month of April. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes. You do have to register, but it is completely free. So I pray that you join me in there. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. All right, let's dive in. You know, I just want to say thank you first to everyone who's taken the time to leave a review on this episode. I'm just so grateful that you have done that, because it really does help get the word out there that this podcast is available for you. There is one that came in recently about Worship and Word Wednesdays from, and I hope I'm saying this right, Ray FC. And it says this: wow, the worship episode. Andrea's Word and Worship Wednesdays are powerful and complement her weight loss episodes to keep you motivated and encouraged to achieve your healthy weight loss goal. Yes, amen. That was the purpose when I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? And He said, I want you to do Worship and Word Wednesdays. And so I'm really grateful that it is touching you and really blessing you in some way. So let's get into the meat of this. You know, the question I want you to ask yourself right now is, are you trying to set the path and walk the path to losing weight, but you have not let God in on this? I get this all the time when I ask women, you know, what's the faith portion of your weight loss journey look like? And they say, you know what? Until I met you, I didn't even think about adding this into my journey. So if you have not included God in your weight loss journey yet, let's start today. Are you with me? Can we agree on this? That as of today, you are going to let Him in on this area of your life. So with that being said, I would like to go and start in Proverbs 3. Verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. I'm going to read those to you now. So Proverbs 3, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. It says this: Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. When we have important decisions to make, I think sometimes we tend to just forget to ask God. Or we think, well, this area of my life is no big deal. It's not that important. So I'm just going to figure it out and take the steps in moving in that direction. When we have an important decision to make, we sometimes feel like, I can't really trust anyone. So you just make it on your own, you know, your own decisions. Sometimes you think, I can't even trust God. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real and raw. Or maybe sometimes you haven't asked Him because you're afraid of what He's going to say. You know, there's three things He could say: yes, no, or wait. But God knows the best path for you. He's actually a better judge of what you need than you are. So you have to trust Him completely with every choice that you make, including your weight loss journey. We cannot omit this. I want to give you an example, a couple. There's been, and I'm just so blessed to hear this, but there's been so many women that have reached out to me because of this podcast and said, I was literally praying to God, help me. God, I need your help to lose weight. I don't know what to do. And God brought them to this podcast. That is all God. God is speaking to you to get you into a place of where He wants you to be. There was another example. There was a woman that she wanted to work with me. So we had a conversation and she's like, listen, I want to do your 12-week program. I know this is going to work for me, because everything she understood about how faith is intertwined in the fitness and intertwined in the food, she's like, I've been missing this my whole life. So she took the leap and she said, you know, I have a little fear because, you know, financially I'm strapped, but I want to do this. And I do feel like God is saying to do this. And I said to her then, be obedient to Him. And so she took a payment plan. She was obedient to God. And I would say probably, I can't remember exactly right now, but it was in a short amount of time, maybe 6 weeks, that literally God sent a check in the mail to cover the entire 12-week program, the remaining balance of what she owed. That's all God, right? So many times God will lead you to places He wants you to be. And my pastor always says, when it's God's will, it's God's bill. He will provide to make sure that you get what you need. So yes, He has given you great ability to think for yourself, right? But we know that we cannot omit Him in these decisions. We should trust in our ideas, right? But we should also go to Him with real, like, let Him seal the deal. Let Him guide you where He wants you to be. We cannot be wise in our own eyes, right? But we should listen to and accept correction from God's word. It's important that you bring your decisions and choices that you need to make to God in prayer, using the Bible as your guide, and then follow God's leading. He will direct your path. I have seen it time and time again, not only in my life, but for all the women that I have been blessed to connect with. To receive God's guidance, we must seek God's will in all we do. Seek the will in all we do. That's in Proverbs 3:6 that I read. So seek His will in your weight loss journey. Seek His will in your food. Seek His will in your fitness. Seek His will in everything that you need to do to make this journey victorious. Because you know what? At the end of the day, our Lord and Savior has victory. So this means for you that you turn every single area over to Him. Today, like I said, this one too. Jesus emphasized the same truth in Matthew 6, 33. So be sure to examine your values and your priorities. What is important to you? Where is God on this list of priorities? Like, it is a priority to lose weight. First of all, I want to say that most women are not making it a priority when it should be. So evaluate that for yourself. And where is God in this priority list on your weight loss journey with you? And like I said, you might be that woman that prioritizes God, acknowledges God in all areas of your life, except this one. And this is where you've been restricting or ignoring his influence, which is causing you grief. Now, let's just pause for a second. When we are grieving, what happens? There's stages of grief: anger, sadness, depression, denial. So if you're choking God out in your weight loss journey, you're going to see anger, depression, denial. All of these are going to filter through. You have to make God a vital part of this starting today. I know I keep saying that, but I'm saying that for a reason over and over. So your brain hears it and says, yes, I'm starting today. And know that he will guide you, because you will be working to accomplish his purpose for you. I also want to just highlight Proverbs 28 verse 26. It goes hand in hand with this other proverb we just read. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. We cannot trust in our own insight. We are foolish according to God's word. But when we walk in wisdom, wisdom meaning the word of God, the will of God, we are safe. So no more being self-reliant in this journey. You are going to now fully surrender and let God walk with you and guide your path. All right, so let's get into our worship, because this is where breakthrough happens. When we pray and we praise, we just call the kingdom of heaven into the atmosphere where we sit. We seek God's face, and then we can hear him more clearly. This is not about begging. This is about stepping into praying in the position of a healthy relationship with Jesus. That's what we're going to do. The first step to this is just saying to him, Lord, I'm just so sorry that I haven't put you first here. I just want to confess that I've been leaving you out of this part of my life. I just want to confess that I thought I could do better. And I'm sorry that I had this pride slip into this area. And this pride is, you know, thinking that I knew better and I could do better than you. So Lord Jesus, I'm just so sorry right now. I confess this. And as I confess this today, I'm going to completely turn away from this and surrender to you. So let's start with just exalting him and magnifying him. Heavenly Father, I exalt you. Above every name, Jesus, you are exalted. Lord, I lift you up on high. Oh God, above all of my problems, all of my concerns, all of my worries, all of my troubles, you are high and lifted up. I magnify you, God. I magnify you, God. I magnify you, God. You are most holy. You are my holy majesty. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of my affection. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of my attention. God, I lift you up, highly exalted over my entire life. God, I lift you up. I exalt you even over my weight loss journey. Highly lifted up, Lord. I exalt you over all my food decisions. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over every time I exercise. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over every part of my life. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over my finances. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over my marriage. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over my parenting. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over my home. Highly lifted up. I exalt you over my state. Highly lifted up. I exalt you, Jesus, over my country. Lord, you are undefeated. Lord, you have all the power. Lord, you have all the might. Lord, you have all the wisdom. Oh God, I adore you. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I adore you. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Every part of my body, every cell in my body worships you right now, Jesus. Adores you, Jesus. Lifts you up, Jesus. You have all of my attention right now, God. You have all of me, God. I give you all of my attention. My focus is on you, Jesus. My eyes are fixed on you, the author and the finisher of my faith. You are the author and finisher of my life. I lift you up, God. I glorify you. I magnify you. There is none like you, God. There is none like you, God. You are so holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy majesty, Jesus. Holy are you, Lord. I worship you, Jesus. 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 You are so holy, Lord. You are so, so mighty. You are so holy. You are so mighty and so holy. Lord, I worship you. Let's keep praying. Let's keep pushing past our own thoughts. How do we do this? We start to enter into thanksgiving. We start to renew our mind by thanking him. Okay, so let's do that now as we thank him, as we go in with gratitude. Gratitude unlocks the door to the glory, and we want to unlock that glory realm right now. I thank you, Jesus. Come on, press in with thankfulness. Thankfulness, thankfulness. I am so thankful for you, Jesus. I am so thankful for you, Heavenly Father. I am so thankful for you, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that you gave your only Son for me. I am so thankful for you, Heavenly Father. I am so thankful for you, Jesus. I am so thankful for you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for keeping me another day. I thank you for keeping me another moment. I thank you for breath in my lungs. I thank you for everything that you've done for me. I thank you for the cross. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my car. I thank you for my finances. I thank you for the roof over my head. I thank you for my healthy body. Lord, I thank you for everything you've given to me. Lord, I thank you for the things that have come easy. I also thank you, Lord, for the things that have been very challenging, that have tore me down, because they drove me right to you, Jesus. If I didn't have those horrific things, Lord, they would not have opened the door for me to seek you. So I thank you for those horrific things in my life. I thank you for the things that happened to me, because they brought me closer to you. I thank you for all the things that I didn't choose, but you did. I thank you for taking me out of the dark valley that I was in. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for making me new, creating me new. I thank you for helping me become a new creature in you, Jesus. I am so thankful, God. I am so thankful for you. I am so thankful. I am thankful. I am so thankful, Heavenly Father. I am so thankful, Jesus. I am so thankful, Holy Spirit. I am so thankful for what you're doing in me. I am so thankful for all of the trials that I've had, because they've showed me that you have victory. I am so thankful for all of the tribulations and the hard times, because without me being in the valley of darkness, I wouldn't know how great and mighty you are on the mountain in the light, Lord. I am so thankful. I'm thankful for the pain that I have been in, Lord, because those have drove me to you. They opened my heart to you, Lord. They allowed me to say yes to you, Jesus. I am so thankful that you've made me new. I am thankful that you've restored my heart, that you gave me this heart of flesh instead of that heart of stone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your power. Thank you so much for your mercy. Thank you so much, Jesus, for your grace. I am so thankful for everything you have done for me. I am so thankful for all the people that have walked out on me, that have turned their back on me, that have rejected me, because it drove me right into the throne room of you, God. I am thankful for everything. I am so thankful for my past. I am so thankful for my future. I am so thankful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And as we're thanking him, just keep thanking him. Thank him for whatever you're feeling on your heart you want to thank him for. But every time we thank him, when we go into this, like I said, it brings the glory into the atmosphere. It takes captive every thought that comes against God's word. So just continue to thank him for a moment. And we want to go into decreeing and declaring God's word over our life. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So we need to start speaking God, speaking life in our own life, using the authority that we have in Christ Jesus that is in us to speak out what this life is so that we can be transformed and changed. I declare that I am going to walk in the favor of God. I declare today that I no longer walk in bondage, but I walk in freedom. I declare today that I break the power of every demonic influence in my life by the power of Jesus. I declare today that by the power and authority in me through Jesus Christ, that every bondage that the enemy has entangled me in is broken today in Jesus' name. I speak to every demonic spirit that has come against you and your health and your weight and this journey to succeed, and I bind it and I cast it out. I command it to loose your life in Jesus' name. Let her go now. By the power of Jesus, you are gone. I decree and declare that from this moment on, that you trust in the Lord, that I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I decree and declare that right now, I no longer trust my own understanding, that I only trust in what the Lord has for me and the heart of the Lord. I decree and declare that the will of the Lord is lived out in my life. I decree and declare that I am walking the will of the Lord, the will that the Heavenly Father has for me. I decree and declare that Jesus keeps me in alignment with the will of our Heavenly Father today. I decree and declare that God shows me the path, shows you the path which you need to take. That path is so clear. And we hear the voice of the Lord so clearly, we know which path to take. I decree and declare that the fear of the Lord, the reverence that I have for the Lord is so strong that I turn away from all evil and I stand in healing for my body and my bones are strengthened today. I decree and declare that I am healed, that I receive the healing that God has for my body and my mind right now. I decree and declare that I walk in wisdom where I safely walk in the will of God with Jesus on my right arm. We walk hand in hand. Jesus shows me the way. I decree and declare that I am a woman of God and I am a child of God and I walk with my God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Start praising him. Yes, Lord. Clap those hands. Dance around. Sing. This is the part that I always say, put your worship music on and just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Because that praise is proof. It's proof that it is done in the spirit realm and it is going to happen in the natural realm. But praise him. Praise him for your victory. Praise him for your weight loss. Praise him that you are walking in his will. Thank you. Yes, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you for the victory. Yes, Jesus. Praising you, Lord. I'm praising you for everything. Everything. I'm praising you for being set free from all that demonic oppression. Lord, I praise you that I walk in freedom. Yes, I praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. everything that you have declared and that you have said today, that you spoke the word of God, you've spoke life into your own life, that it is real and it is going to happen for you in the natural because it's already happened in the kingdom of God. So I ask you to stand rooted in expectancy until you see all of this unfold for you. This will activate your faith like never before. And when you praise him, you're saying, God, I love you, I worship you, and I step out of the way so that you, God, can make your way. Continue to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for all of this. Lord, I just pray that the woman listening to this right now, Lord, I pray that her freedom is here right now, that she is filled by your joy because of this freedom she just received. Lord, I pray that as she continues to walk forward in her life, that she's walking in alignment with your Heavenly Father's will at all times. And I pray that your Holy Spirit continues to convict her to keep her on course from this day forward. Lord, just pour out your precious blood over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Saturate every single part of her with a tsunami of peace like she's never experienced before. Every cell in her body is renewed and receives your peace. Restore her mind. Give her a mind of Christ. And continue to seek her heart and make her heart so pleasing to you. Lord, I pray that this journey of weight loss, that she fully surrenders right now today to you, and that you help her walk in peace on this journey from this day forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.